Welcome to the Business Chop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up. Hello again, Chop Squad. Audrey Wiggins here, your host, and I'm excited to introduce my guest this episode. He's an avid writer who has authored and published several books, and his topic today was going to be digital marketing and lead generation. And he's a global, I guess you can call him a global thought leader behind the subject matter here as well, and well respected in this marketing space. He loves fly fishing. He's an avid fisherman, and we'll hear some more from him about that. And so very excited. He's working on a podcast that'll soon come out as a series based on some of his books there, as well as he's the CEO of Strategic E-Marketing. That's his company. And his name is Emmanuel Rose. Emmanuel, welcome to the Business Chop.
Thank you, Audrey. I'm looking forward to chopping it up.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have a quick message and then we're going to come back so you can do just that.
Okay.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Emmanuel, we're back from our break here. Our first question is, in what ways do you believe the principles outlined in your book can benefit individuals navigating the challenges of the digital age?
Well, I think the simplest thing that I can tell your listeners that are either starting a business or looking to grow their business or revitalize a business is get comfortable being in front of the camera and talking about their favorite client, their success of the week, the thing that didn't go well this week that they're working on fixing in their business. Success in product development, or even just how they spent their weekend and where they went and spent money on a fundraiser, but that they're talking about on video what they're doing in their business as the owner, manager, brainchild of the business, and then taking that video and chopping it up and posting it into the digital world. Because what is fascinating is that Gen Z, 68 million humans in the United States, biggest economic force we have in the world, right, in our world right now, they require social media content. They use social media like we have been using search engines. So, yeah. So you've got to be in the social media space with relevant, authentic, real content in order to catch their attention and activate them as clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Emmanuel, what are your favorite video platforms?
Well, I keep it simple. For the podcasting, what I really love is Restream, because
okay,
you're able to go live on all the various platforms, mm-hmm, and then you have access to that afterwards to use it the way we have been using it for the last 10 years. So I like that. And, you know, where you publish it depends on who your target market is, right?
Right.
So it may be shorts for using Opus clips and, mm-hmm, building your shorts to go on to TikTok and YouTube. Or it could just be longer content that you put on YouTube and Vimeo and then use for the other parts of your marketing campaign.
How does your background as a marketer influence perspective shared in, there's a book here, The Seven Principles of the Magic Rock?
Well, so I just published this book a couple months ago, and this is one of the books that's about taking time to get off the computer and out of the internet, and go spend time by yourself.
Okay.
And so what I've found in my career and in my life is that the commitment I have to being outside on a daily and weekly and monthly basis provides a lot of energy for me and revitalizes me. And it's taking the break from it that lets me come up with new solutions that I can't get when I'm just grinding through day after day after day after day.
Okay, so you're on the West Coast, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this is work for me. There's a snowstorm going on outside behind me here.
I hear you.
Put on my boots and, my hood.
Yeah, I hear you.
There is a little stream down there. I guess that's probably still flowing. It's not frozen over. So I can get some inspiration. From that, yeah, but you're absolutely right. So getting and we kind of talked about it pre-recording here. This getting out in nature, it really does, because we're part of nature. So our inspiration, has to come from there, and just like you say, recharge, revitalize, and refresh.
Yeah, it provides a way to at least for me, like you're saying, inspiration or. Muses to go follow up on once I get back into work and back to my desk, and it comes up with solutions that I couldn't come up with otherwise.
Yeah. Okay. So are there specific examples or anecdotes from your personal or professional life that has shaped the development of these principles?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm very committed I spend 1 week a month outside, off grid, disconnected from electronics and the internet and the work. And my team runs the rest of the show while I'm taking a break and reading, writing, hiking, fishing, whatever the activities are. But so from that, I'm able to come back and push through the rest of the month and be energized and completely attentive to the needs of the business and my clients. So that was the genesis of it.
Okay. All right. Now I know you you run your business, but you write a lot. And I know, throughout the industry of people running businesses and stuff, I would say, well, you need to be published and, to set yourself up as an expert or a leader, in your field. So you seem to have taken that and run with it. And I still have my first book that I started, 30 years ago. And I swear I'm going to publish. So, there's been a lot of updates.
Yeah. Oh, geez. No. Especially over 30 years. Yeah. Publish the damn thing already.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to do it. But there was one section, and when I talk about updates that I had to add, and then I'm bringing you into this conversation. And that's AI. I had to add that section.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You're all the way back to how to leverage the fax machine to get new clients.
My God. And what's it, the roller paper? You remember the thermal roll?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, so this is the thing. I read that book called Ready, Fire, Aim long time ago, 20 years ago.
Okay.
And the short version is you get an idea, you build a minimally viable product, get it out in the marketplace, and then see what happens, right? Yes, and then you innovate it as you go. So that's really what I've done with the writing is some of my books are only 55 pages long, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The power of short books.
Exactly. So they're not, it doesn't have to be 175 pages of annotated, at a PhD level in order to publish a book to have it be able to impact somebody. So, the more you write and publish, the more you write and publish, right? You're doing it. So that's what I've found. And so I have a children's book series that I'm writing for my grandkids. And that keeps you really dynamic because they're getting older. So I got to change the topics and the way that I approach those. Uh-huh. And then, the marketing books. I mean, I think I'm done writing marketing books because the world really
No, you're not.
All right, you caught me. No, the one, the book I'm working on right now is a book for Gen Z, for teenagers, helping them understand what are reality's operations and how to be a self, how to self-develop on purpose. And so that's the project I've taken on right now. And I'll have that completed and on Amazon, hopefully by April. Okay. And I was inspired by the young woman who walks my dog for me. She's a 15-year-old high school girl. Her mom drops her off to come and walk my spaniel for an hour once a week. And she's so shy and you know, like in that awkward stage, and I'm like, she can't make eye contact and all the things that we take for granted, right? And I'm like, I really want to give this young woman a gift because she cares about my dog, so I care about her. Mm-hmm. And so she's my inspiration for it. And I know that from the other research I've done on Gen Z that to market to them, there's some big gaps, right, in their psychology and their development and the way their brains are working from social media and the internet. And so part of my job is to lead and mentor these people to live fully and have successful lives.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And so you're talking about marketing to Gen Z. Let's take that back to this digital marketing. Those of us who may, that's our client base.
Right.
Our niche. So what suggestions do you have for them?
Yeah. So I would go back to this idea that you're going to get 90 seconds every Monday morning of video. Mm-hmm. And pick topics and then build a brand persona of you as the leader for the company. So that's the first thing. The other thing is to think about how you can create experiences with your brand, either in training them how to use it, training them, teaching them something. They're very dedicated to education, this group of humans, and they love experiences, which you and I would say, let's go do something, right? Yeah. They want to go have an experience. But that's because they spend all their time doing this, right? And they're not really that connected. There's still that gap of human need to go and see other humans and do things. Mm-hmm. So the more that you can build experiences into the event marketing or product demonstrations or training how to use it, then the more you're going to be able to build that rapport that you need with that group of people.
Mm-hmm. What tools or methods do you recommend for us in our e-marketing?
I'd say the structured content calendar and then leveraging your time as the leader, and then getting other people in the organization involved, telling the story of the brand also, and getting social media as the focus, both native content and pay-per-click advertising. Mm-hmm. So that's where I've seen really good results. I'm not a big fan of TikTok. I think there's a lot of weird stuff about it. Mm-hmm. So I leverage influencers and pay-per-click on TikTok rather than doing native content. So that's one way. And so client with health clubs, and that's what we do. We do pay-per-click on Instagram and TikTok. And that is one of the magnets. Also, the same old boring information style of content marketing where you got ebooks about how to do things in your business.
Okay.
Like, we're building these ebooks that are, health and fitness ebooks, which there's millions of and millions of websites, but we still are getting that transactional value because they want to learn about eating through the holidays or how to exercise and lift weights, all the regular stuff. And they'll take that advantage of those pieces of content to learn something.
So how do you envision readers incorporating, going back to your seven principles, into their lives, especially considering the increasing impact of technology on our daily experiences?
Well, my hope for people when they read the book is that they latch on to just a little bit of the concept of spending some quiet time for yourself every day. And first thing in the morning, it really is powerful. And last thing at night is really powerful. So even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes to pray or meditate or read books that are important to you, and both of those times, and remember why you're alive and what's important to you. Some people call it your existential purpose. You know, usually it's your family, your spouse or partner. It's the things that you want to build as your legacy as a human being. Because we only get a short visit here on this planet.
That's right.
And we have to be purposeful about how we spend our time. And we have to make those decisions for ourselves, because culture and society is pulling us in all these directions and trying to sell us all this stuff through good marketing. But we have to decide personally what our values are, what we care about, and how we approach how we spend our time, money, and our opportunities.
Yep, absolutely. Now, how have your books contributed to fostering positive mental health, especially in the context of, again, today's digital age?
Well, it is really about getting people to turn it off, even if it's just for a few minutes every day, and getting out of the dopamine push and going and touching a leaf or walking your dog without checking your phone. And those little activities of disconnection are really more creates an environment to be able to connect with yourself more cleanly.
Yeah. So as much as you're teaching us about e-marketing and, you know, being online, you're also teaching us how to be offline.
Digital world is a tool. Digital marketing is a tool. It shouldn't take over our whole lives. Otherwise, we're not going to be happy, functional people.
Right. Exactly. Yes. So as we get closer to the end here, if you can give us some advice or, you know, some wisdom around our marketing practices and maybe give us some trends that are happening.
Yeah. Wow. I just the AI tools and the proliferation of opportunities to leverage AI is absolutely amazing and so exciting to me. I mean, I'm all the way back from sending faxes and letters. Like I would send letters to prospective distributors, right? And then I would call them on the phone 3 weeks later to make sure they got the letter, right? So that was after going to the library and doing the research about what their address was.
In the Thomas Register? Was it the Thomas Register?
Yes. So from that to this AI tool that I'm testing right now, that is, I put in the role of the person and how many employees they have. The AI generates the email and sends them out 10 a day. And that's all I do is just press two buttons and then now it's doing the work. So that's amazing. And you can do the same thing with your voice. You can do that with the phone calls. You know, we have it every way that we do outreach now is being automated. It's important to look at your marketing process and seeing where you're weak, right? If it's copywriting, then go and find two or three options for how generative AI can do copywriting for you and run it through Grammarly and the AI checker and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And run through and test three of those tools, pick one, use it for a while, and then find the next spot where your marketing is weak or where you're not good, pay-per-click advertising, and then go and test two or three of those tools. And that way you're filling out your toolbox with the most current up-to-date technology, and you're not overwhelmed by the breadth of options that are out there now, which is absolutely mind-numbing. I can't keep track of it. I have 5 or 6 websites that I keep track of that are like the collection of tools. Mm-hmm. And so like if you say, oh, email marketing, and you put it in, they give you 35 different tools, right? Like that's how I keep track of it, is from these big encyclopedias of people who are keeping track of it, because it's too hard for one person to do. So look and see where you're weak, test tools, and then keep rinse and repeat on that. Mm-hmm. And keep bringing your stories back to daily activities that you're experiencing as a human being, and give us that look into your business and your customers and your staff and yourself, so that we can appreciate the humanity of you. And that is the win in 2024.
Wow. Thank you so much. Now, Emmanuel, how can we get in touch with you, or, you know, follow you and learn more to be able to work with you?
EmmanuelRose.com on the website, and then Emmanuel Rose on LinkedIn. And I'd love to connect, and I'd love to answer questions or have conversation.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Chop Squad, I hope you have sucked all of this up, because this was a great show today, as we're talking about technology and then just nature, you know, ourselves from which we come. All right. Thanks again, Emmanuel. Take care.
Thanks, Audrey. It was a lot of fun.
Yep. You're welcome. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Business Chop. It is my hope that you were able to glean usable information from today's episode, and that you will download and share this podcast. Be sure to plug into our guests. Go through their website and social media channels to see how they can help you further through their products and services, as well as plug into our website, altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.